Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. I pray that you had a wonderful Christmas day and Christmas weekend. We had it all weekend. I did most of my work on Christmas Day, and we had a good time, and family is still, some of them are still there just leaving today, and they're heading to some other areas for Christmas and to visit some of their own family. Well, the weather outside was quite frightful for Christmas, and I'm sure that you have heard this by now. We need to be in prayer for our friends in Texas that suffered great losses from the storms that hit through there, the tornadoes and the flooding. And in Missouri, we have had a lot of flooding, and they are predicting that the flood levels will get to the same or close to as what it was in 1993. And if you remember, 1993 was not pretty. We lost highways. We lost all kinds of things here in Missouri. So the weather outside was quite frightful, but in a different way, not delightful at all. So please be in prayer for those brothers and sisters, Americans across this great nation, particularly in the Midwest, there in Texas and Arkansas and Alabama, and not Alabama, I believe it was Oklahoma and Missouri, that were struck really hard. Mississippi was hit also just before the storm. We got to see the full moon here in Missouri. Not everywhere got to do that, but we did. And then, of course, then the clouds rolled in. The weather played a big role in Christmas this year, as we watched the rain and listened to the thunder and the lightning, and had a house full of little ones that, I don't know, they usually get scared of the storms, but I think they were so busy playing with cousins they were making their own thunder. Now, if you'll remember, Ray Field has been a guest on this show many, many times. He is from Texas, and he is a rescuer, and he has, that's what he does. He has a team of people that go out and they rescue animals, they rescue people. He has been to these places, and I'm certain he'll probably be down there in Texas, where he's from anyway, but this is in a different area. But he was actually in his team. Were given honor by Governor Abbott for the Memorial Day rescues during the floods there that he participated in and led. And so I'm very proud of him, and I thought I would share this with you. It says, in a low-key Bel Air cafe on Thursday morning, which would have been Christmas Eve, several members of Houston's based volunteer emergency rescue group received an early Christmas present that was anything but low-key. I wanted them to go to Christmas knowing that the lives they saved have made a difference, said Ray Field, executive director of the Southwest Community Emergency Response Team. Now, you know, he's also the founder of the Wild Horse Foundation. Field chose Christmas Eve to hand out an official certificate from Governor Greg Abbott to several members of his CERT, recognizing them for saving lives during the Memorial Day floods. And it goes on to talk about this, and he did a great job. That's what he does. He served several times in the Mideast in the military, and he is a ranger. So it's what he does. He rescues, and he brings them back. And that's a volunteer thing that he does. And they normally get very little thanks. They do their thing, come to a community that's had tragedy, they do their thing, and they walk away, basically unnoticed by most. Those type of Americans are rare. And next time we have him on the air, you have to be sure and tell him thank you. Governor Huckabee has said that he will drop out if he is not in the top three in Iowa, because that is an important place to be. And if you're not usually in the top three when the Iowa caucus takes place, you usually don't have a chance of winning an election. So he says, I will mean historically, he said, we've always said that there are three tickets out of Iowa. You have to come in number one, number two, or number three. And I think in many ways that's probably still the case. So if he doesn't come in the top three, we will be seeing Governor Huckabee drop out of the presidential race. Now, the presidential race has been, I know that many of you are not online, but some of you are. Do you remember when President Obama won the election in 2012, that they talked about the importance of social media? And I was talking to my granddaughter about that this weekend, because she's kind of into this. That's something that she's getting into in college. And she's going to be doing an internship, and being the space cadet grandma that I can be sometimes, last I knew, she's changed majors. So last I knew, she was going to do one thing, and now I'm just trying to figure out what are you interning? What exactly is going on? Well, as we visited, she was talking about the social media. Social media is a quick, immediate way to communicate. Now, it's silly and absurd many, many times, and people will put things on there they shouldn't and later regret because it's there forever. Whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Now, I'm not on Instagram, but I do the Facebook and the Twitter, and I'll tell you what, just one person has a hard time keeping up. So a lot of companies are hiring somebody that just takes care of all their social media, their website, their blogs, their Twitter accounts, their Instagram accounts, and of course their Facebook accounts. So she's kind of getting into some of this. And marketing is a very important thing, even in politics. But my question was, or what I was beginning to say, they attributed the success of reaching a certain group of people, particularly the young Americans that were voting, through Twitter and through social media, through Facebook. And now you can see it abuzz. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to it back then. I think I might have been on Twitter, but I wasn't tweeting, as they say, back in 2012 during that election. But I am now, and I am watching all of them that are tweeting. I think I'm on all of their follows, whether it's Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, Rubio, Trump. I've been watching all of them, and it's quite a buzz. It really is quite the buzz. And you see all kinds of comments and things out. Carly Fiorina, mostly she sends out videos of what maybe the speech she just made, wherever she just was, and that kind of thing. And I think a week or two ago she was giving happy birthday wishes to her husband, who was having a birthday. And so you watch these things, and you watch the retweets and the comments that come back and forth, the tweets. And so it's interesting. I obviously can't watch all of it. I see it occasionally coming up, and I've got some of them on my phone so that I see them immediately. But as you watch these, I began to understand what they were talking about with social media being so important and vital and playing such a big role in the last election. Well, I think it's not going to be any different this time, except some of these Republicans are a little more on board with the social media than they were the election before. Well, we're going into a break. I have some things about what is real terror. And if you saw the full moon or have had any of the experiences with the bad weather, we'd like to hear from you at 877-895-5417. That's 877. I didn't say that right. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I was wondering if you experienced any of the bad weather that came through or have loved ones that have, and if, like I said, our prayers go out to you. And we're talking about the social media and the impact that is having on the elections, as well as businesses these days. It seems to be something that's very important. And I thought I would share with you just a little bit. And now, like I said, I'm not endorsing any candidate just yet. All right? And I don't know if I will. But this is coming, and he's been doing a lot of tweeting from Donald Trump. Now, and Ted Cruz does a lot of tweeting. I'm on both of theirs, and I see an awful lot coming across the line. But GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, he's criticized the Virginia Republican Party's loyalty oath. This happened on Sunday, which was yesterday, taking it to Twitter to say the oath will hurt the party's chances of winning. Now, I have another article here which quotes some established GOP, and one man who really is not a friend to Donald Trump, which is George Will, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But this loyalty pledge, now I mentioned this when this all began back at the very first debate. It seems to be about the party. And I have said this for years. In fact, I wrote an article when I was working for my predecessor, my mentor, I mean, Derry Brownfield. It's all about party. Well, I think we the people are getting sick and tired of this party business. Whether you hate Trump or love Trump or like Trump or you have no opinion on Trump, he's shaking it up. And so is Ted Cruz. So is Carly Fiorina. And so is Ben Carson. Now, Ben has been falling behind in the polls of late. But those four that have been doing so well are non-established GOP. And the GOP is not happy. So they wanted everyone, but particularly they were after Trump because he can afford to do anything without them. They wanted a loyalty pledge signed. Well, I don't know about you, but I find that terribly offensive. Not that that matters. I guess I need my safe space, huh? Because it's a slap in the face at we the people. And the more they get upset and concerned about it, because Trump is doing well, and Cruz is doing well, he's picking up speed, the more they want to back out of the loyalty pledge. Well, Trump tweeted out several things on Sunday, and here's what the tweets say. It begins, Republican Party of Virginia, controlled by the RNC, is working hard to disallow independent, unaffiliated, and new voters. And he just puts in caps, bad. He also says the voters of the Republican Party of Virginia are excluding, will doom any chance of victory. The Dems love it. Be smart and win for a change. And another tweet says, straighten out the Republican Party of Virginia before it is too late. And he says, stupid RNC. Now, he's not shy. Somebody said, you know he's not doing his own tweets. Well, he may not be, but whoever's doing them for him, they sound just like him. But Trump's tweets, they come after the state party announced earlier this month that voters in the Virginia primary will have to sign an oath affirming they are members of the GOP. The state does not require party registration, but the Virginia State Board of Elections okayed the request to have GOP primary voters sign the oath before voting. It's all about an oath. What about the oath these elected officials are supposed to take? Who are the GOP and the Democrat Party supposed to be representing? And if you are a registered Democrat, you should be just as angry as the Republicans who are registered. This is absurd. A similar pledge 4 years ago requiring Republican primary voters to say they would support the party nominee in November was scrapped after it came under criticism. Well, Trump polls best with voters who say they have no party affiliation, and that's likely to the reason he is unhappy about this rule. Well, I don't care about the candidates. I care about you, the voter, the American citizen. Who are these people that are making you sign an oath to be loyal to them? Have we lost our way here in the United States of America as to who we are and what's it all about? Alfie, as the song goes. Well, Trump signed an oath with the Republican National Committee saying that he will support the party's nominee if it isn't him, but has since said, and it's not been since said, he said this all along, this article says since said, the oath has a condition. He must be treated fairly by the party. He has gone back and forth on whether he might mount a third party bid, saying most recently that he is happy with how he is being treated. Well, he's not happy in Virginia, is he? And it's not so much him that should be upset. It's the Virginians that should be upset. The audacity, the arrogance that they would make you sign an oath of loyalty to the party. I don't want, and I never will be loyal to a party. I have seen what the parties have done. I have seen the strength of having the Republican majority in Congress. They do nothing. Nothing is different. Nothing changes. Why on earth would I be loyal to them when they are not loyal to you or to me? Well, it's getting critical. And George Will, he says, now, this, let's talk about loyalty. Let's talk about what we really, really care about. He says beating Hillary is less important than stopping Trump. And the GOP establishment, the party, they're worried. These are my words, but they're worried. They hate Donald Trump. They hate Ted Cruz. They're not overly fond of Ben Carson or Carly Fiorina because they're not one of them. They don't play by their rules. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of done with their rules. I don't know that Donald Trump is a true conservative, but I've seen what they've put in front of me, and I'm not too happy with that either. Why do they hate him so bad? Because they cannot control him. That is the reason. It's not because they think he's bad or good for you or me. He's bad or good for them. The GOP. So they're actually considering, now this is out there. They're actually considering a third party run themselves. Just to stop Trump. Just to stop Trump. They're willing one more time. They gave it up here in Missouri. But they're willing one more time, or every time, to lose an election to save their party. It isn't about them becoming president. It's about them keeping their power. They don't care if they're in the president's. I'm convinced they don't care. The candidates that they're pushing are Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. Those are the ones they're pushing. And they're not doing well. They like Chris Christie a little bit, too. I don't care. I mean, I like the way he talks. He's a talker. He's a politician. Look at the economy in his state. He hasn't gotten any better there. He says he has, but it hasn't. They're still at the bottom of the list. It's not about party with you and me. It's about we the people. It's about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. Not about a candidate on the Democrat side that stands up and says he's a socialist. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, how are you today?
Hi. I'm going to say a house divided falls, and you know I really appreciate all you're doing, but I want to bring up something. Happy New Year, and I'm still into Merry Christmas because God is in control.
Amen.
The situation with Ben Carson, you say his name over Rand Paul, even though Rand Paul actually stood up and said to Christie, "You know, Mr. Christie, basically, you warmonger."
Well,
you know,
I didn't intentionally do that, Regina. I was having trouble finding all the names in my head this morning. I didn't intentionally.
Okay, well, you know what he said in the to Christie when Christie responded.
I absolutely do.
Right.
And
so,
I am a Rand Paul fan.
Well, because of his platform and the fact that he and his dad were both thinkers, and that's my opinion. And basically, Christie is a warmonger, national security, get grants for, you know, selling weapons or whatever.
I don't like
that's
him
my
at
opinion.
All. Well, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. You know,
and I want to tell you about
Rand Paul. Well, you've told me about Carson, and I do understand that. My point is,
no, I
that
told
they,
you about Christie.
No, you've told me about Carson in the past, but
what,
my
the,
point
the Medicare fraud.
Yes, you've told me about that. I'm not going there. I'm telling you
oh,
the
okay.
reason that these people are on. on the that have been so popular is because they're not established GOP. I'm not talking about what their character is or anything. I'm talking about why they are hated. They're not hated because of anything they've done. GOP doesn't dislike him because they disagree with his vaccine situation or with the Medicare fraud or anything else. They just don't like him because he's not one of them. And, you know, Chris Christie is one of them. Rand Paul is not.
Right.
And
well,
but he has not done.
We don't have an open primary in Pennsylvania either. You have to sign. I don't know anything about an oath, but you have to. If you want to vote in the primary,
you have to be registered one way or the other.
But people change their parties and they vote forever, whoever they want. I mean, Virginia, you know, they couldn't get in the totally grounded for governor, and I can't remember his name. They put in McAuliffe, the big Obama supporter. Mm-hmm. You hearing me on that? He was the. So, I mean, if they can't change their party for this, I understand. I mean, to me, an oath is like something you do over the Bible. You stick blood, you know. I mean, I see it as a primary, you know, that we want you to be in there. To me, we get caught up in this kind of stuff. And I don't know what they mean by an oath.
What road are they going to head down? Are they going to say, now you have to vote strictly Republican? They're going to hand you a Republican ballot, and that's all you're going to be able to vote, just like a primary? I mean, what's coming down the pike?
Well, but what I'm saying is, how do they know? This is a private election. You know, I even asked my dad one time when I come home from high school, because they were probably talking about this stuff, and I said, Dad, how'd you vote? And he said, it's none of your business. So, you know, I mean, come on. Let's go back.
Well, you know, and I remember my dad saying businesses don't even like, they didn't used to anyway, put signs of one candidate or the other in their yards or whatever, you know, business people, because they didn't want to be associated one way or the other. It's all private. And but my point was, like I said, I wasn't talking about what they say they're standing for or not standing for, their history or anything. My point is, the GOP is corrupt. The established GOP is corrupt. The established Democrat Party is corrupt.
I agree with that.
They don't like these guys, and they don't like Rand Paul. But he's never done well in the polls, and I'm sad about that. But
he
that's
was
just
as good
the way
as Christie. But Christie got in a better position, which goes back to the Republican establishment.
Because he kisses behind. That's why.
Right. Well, there's an article. You might want to look this up. Trump exploiting fears, Obama says. Blue collar men called target for his rhetoric. This was in the TribLive.com Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015. I think in a lot of ways, Trump is maybe a threat to Obama because he feels that he's taken up the so-called working man, that he's always plugged into unions to get dues for him. And Trump is kind of like, the Hispanics supposedly like him. But according to Obama, who does these things with the news people, I watched them this morning, he was lambasting the fact that we're making too much use. The media is making too much issue about the French attack. What, doesn't he want us to know the truth, Beth? No, he doesn't.
No, absolutely.
Because he wants to have the words come out of his mouth. Remember, community organizer, he controls.
I don't think he could organize a one float parade, but that's just me.
Well, he did organize people in Chicago. I watched the show on it. I think it must have been on C-SPAN or WQED PBS broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And he had them all. You know, getting what they needed to do to change this. And the thing that really impressed me, I don't know if I told you this before, but they said, "Well, let's go out and have some hamburgers there." Mr. Obama said, "No, I don't eat that kind of food." See. But it was all right for them to eat that food and get the hormones and get heavier and stuff like that. But for him, he had to be the king. I eat my salad, okay? So, you know, I wish people would realize, I agree with you about George Will. He twinches everything. I'm glad you're talking about him because I can't figure that guy out.
Well, he may not be in the... He's GOP all the way.
And
he's politician all the way. It's all about those parties, and they don't like Trump because he's not one of them. I mean, that is the reason they don't like him.
But he'd rather have Hillary?
Well, he says it's more important.
I'm going to look that article up. That's probably in my local paper. I'm going to read that myself. So thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too.
Single.
You too, Richie.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, 2016 is going to be very, very interesting. But like I said, I'm not endorsing any politician, any candidate at this time. I'm not, and I may not, because it isn't, you know, it isn't any of your business. You know what I stand for. But I'll tell you what. Just like I get aggravated at the arrogance in D.C., I'm aggravated at the arrogance in these parties. And I know that you out there, I know that I have brothers and sisters who are registered Democrats, registered independents, registered libertarians that are just as unhappy about what's going on and Constitution Party as I am. I know that you can see that something isn't right. What is wrong with America? What is wrong with a system that should be fine? Well, what's wrong is you and I have failed. You and I have failed to keep a vigilant watch on the liberty. And so our children and our grandchildren are going to suffer. And our great-grandchildren, they're going to suffer because of our neglect. And we're still neglectful. I'm still neglectful. But for somebody like George Will to get up and say he hates Trump so bad that it's beating Hillary is less important than stopping Trump. Now, they never say he's going to be dangerous if he's in charge. They never say what he is or isn't going to do. They just don't want him there. They don't want him there because they can't control him. They can't control him. They don't own him with purses. But they do, some of these others, like Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio. Pay attention. And there isn't any one of these that's going to be perfect. There's not one. And I don't believe a man or woman in the White House is going to change it all. It has to start with you and me. It has to start at home. It has to begin with your school board, your county commissioner, your county sheriff, your alderman. It has to begin there. I've been saying that for years, and now Franklin Graham is coming out saying the same thing. It is a heart issue, a heart of the United States, the heartland of the United States. We feed the nation, but we're lacking in spiritual bread. We're lacking in morality. We're lacking in what we were founded on. We've forgotten from whence we came. And we're falling apart. We are, like Regina said, a house divided. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Where it feels like home, I got everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I have been kind of on a rampage over the GOP and the Democrat Party and the main parties. And I don't know what the demographics of the Independent Party is, or the Constitution Party, or the Conservative Party, or the Libertarian Party, or the Green Party, or the Socialist Party. But the GOP and the Democrat Party are big business. There are lots of power and money, and they have both become corrupt. And they are not concerned about your constitutional rights. Not at all. They're not concerned over which one of these candidates is going to do the best job for you and I. They're concerned about which one of these candidates is going to do the very best job for them. Now, you need to stop and think about that just a little bit. Now, I have a report here, and I'm going to go a little astray here, but this is a report about an ISIS supporter, and it's coming out now. It was, I guess, something we didn't know about, that there was a plot. It didn't happen, obviously, to bomb the Super Bowl last year. Now, this is coming from an ISIS terrorist that was arrested. His name is Abdul Malik Abdul Karim, a.k.a. Dakarius Thomas. He is also accused of assessing an ISIS document that contained the names and addresses of U.S. military personnel. Now, he's been arrested, and he was also involved with the cartoon contest in Texas. So we're coming out with more terror. And, of course, we're going to be heading into another Super Bowl here shortly. By the way, Chiefs won yesterday. However, what is the real terror in the United States of America? In the last several weeks, it's become even more apparent of how the American people do not understand the Bill of Rights, their rights, or the United States Constitution. Well, Ted Cruz has been quoting from the movie Princess Bride. Now, I don't know if you know what the movie Princess Bride is, but it's a comedy. It's a love story comedy. It's just full of silliness. Well, one of the, and they're fighting the bad guys, and this is back in the day when they had the kings and the princesses, and but one of the characters in it is Inigo Montoya, and his father was murdered by the man that they're after, and he has taken a vow to kill and avenge his father's death. And so through the movie, as they're going through these things, and they end up fighting the bad guy at the end, Montoya has all kinds of quotes in here, and Ted Cruz has been quoting from Princess Bride. Now, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention because it didn't mean that much to me. Now, I like the movie. It's funny. It's comedy. But, and it's silly. But this character is not a Ted Cruz fan. Not the character, the actor that plays the character, which is Mandy. He says, hello, my name is Mandy Patinkin. You're killing the Princess Bride, prepared to be schooled. Well, he was always saying that, prepared to be such and such in the movie. But he is not a, happy with Ted Cruz. And he says, everyone who quotes Princess Bride never quotes the line that he thinks is the most important. And this is at the end of the movie, spoiler alert. This is at towards the end of the movie when he has finally done what he needed to do and he kills the man who killed his father. And they ask him, what is he going to do now? And he says, I have been in the revenge business so long that now that it's over, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life. He's overcome with sorrow because now this is all he lived for, was the revenge of murdering that man who killed his father. He goes on in this article and talks about how we are not a selfish people, and he's going after these candidates, particularly Ted Cruz, who don't want to let the refugees into the United States of America. And how selfish that is, because we are a selfish nation. Well, in the last several weeks, we've seen where, you know, they went into one college campus and they had all the young girls signing a petition. This is a spoof, but this is how scary it is. This is the real terror to end women's suffrage. And they signed it, thinking that women were suffering and they were going to end women's suffrage, instead of understanding what that truly was. Just like when they went into Yale as a spoof to have these students sign a petition to end and repeal the First Amendment. Well, they were willing and anxious and happy to do so because they don't understand the First Amendment is what gives them a right to sign a petition. It's not about somebody saying something that hurts somebody's feelings. Why have we become a nation of feelings? America is a generous nation. America is always the first to help. Unfortunately, we seem to be going to war a lot as well. But when there's a tragedy, a tsunami, when there is something, we're always one of the first ones there to help. So this actor doesn't understand that while, yes, we want to be generous to those who are being truly persecuted, we cannot just open the floodgates and let every refugee in here without jeopardizing the safety of our own children, our own grandchildren, our own people. His line in the movie struck him deeply. And it's a great line. If you live your life for revenge, when it's over, what do you live for? Well, the terror in the United States is that we have so many people who really don't know what they're living for. They don't understand liberty at all. And if you understand liberty, it's up to you to stand up. It's up to you and I to stand together to teach the younger ones what liberty is and to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizen's Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order 4 and get the 5th one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.